Hey, this is really scary.
No, not the sex part. Listen. Can you not look at me for a second? Okay. I gotta lie down. Yeah, lie down. We're laying down. Because it makes it easier to say. Okay? All right, cool. All right. Okay. I like you. Yeah. I know that society teaches us that if a girl or woman pursues that she's desperate and that she's lonely, and I'm kind of tired of feeding into that bullshit and pretending like I don't want you. And I do. And I've been in sexual relationships with people that I haven't gotten attached to. And for whatever reason, it's not happening with you. And there are days where I check my phone like crazy just to see if you've like texted me back or checked in on me. And it's exciting. And maybe I think I've played it so that it seems like, I don't care, or I'm cold. And if anything, I've just been kind of taught to, like make a chase. And I'm kind of tired of doing that because it's not real. And I kind of want to be exclusive. And that is probably the scariest thing I've ever asked you to do. And listen, I know, like I didn't go into just screwing around thinking that this would become a relationship. Believe me, I'm not anywhere near that naive. I'm not, but the way that my body responds around you, or when you touch me, or say my name, I can't like tell myself to, hey, quit that, because it's not even something I think about. It's something that my body just does, and if I don't fucking tell you, I don't know if I could live with myself. Like, I don't know if I could live without just like sitting here and telling you, hey, I like you. And that's really scary because may not feel the same way. I know this is kind of a shock, but I would really like it if you thought about it. What's there to think about? I didn't think you felt the same way. So different. No, not just the race thing. I mean, I'm pretty fucking poor, and I don't really drink tea, and I curse a lot, and you're really handsome, and you have leather-bound books, and your furniture is made of rich mahogany. Yeah, I know, I always make jokes around shit like this. I don't think this is brave because I've always ended up being the person that admits it first and then it backfires. And I don't want to lose. That was my cat, I'm sorry. I don't want to lose another friend just because I admitted that my feelings might be just more than a little genital rubbing. Look, please don't go. You're not gonna go. It's not even about that. I could have sex with you every night. All the time. And when I'm around you, the idea of lovemaking doesn't seem so bad. So, if it would ever be something that you would consider, just let me know now. Because I don't think that I'll be able to sleep very well. Unless you do. Listen, you don't have to give me an answer right now. Just sleep on it, okay? Or if tomorrow you don't want to talk about it anymore, we'll just stop. Because I would really rather just have you in my life, okay?